أنتم برفقة اس بي اس عربي 24.
الغنى هو لغة الروح يلي بتتخطى الحدود الجغرافية، بتتخطى العرق، بتتخطى اللون، ومنندهش وقلبنا بيتأثر لما نشوف أشخاص ما بيعرفوا ولا يتقنوا اللغة العربية وفي علاقة خاصة بينهم وبين السيدة فيروز. ومن بين هالأشخاص اليوم صبية غير شكل، غميزاتها غنية، كيلا فاسافالو، شابة الأسترالية الموهوبة لأب من جزر ساموا ووالدة من أصول لبنانية. رح سمعنا صوتها اليوم.
يا سلام، رح تسمعنا صوتها. ماشي، اعذرونا المقابلة رح تكون باللغة الإنجليزية، ولكن بما أن فيروز بتغني بلغة القلب، يعني لغة هيك عالمية وبعيدة حتى أبعد من اللغة نفسها، فكيلا بتغني لفيروز باللغة العربية. هاي كيلا، good morning and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Kayla, we're so happy to have you with us today. Firstly, introduce yourself to us. Who are you?
So my name's Kayla. I'm from the Maranai College. I'm half Lebanese, half Samoan. My mom was born here, so I didn't really grow up learning Lebanese or speaking the language, but I learned from my taita. She's taught me all the songs that I know and have the most the little bit of Arabic that I know how to speak.
What was it like growing up in a Samoan Lebanese household? What was it like, the dynamics in the family? Mm-hmm. Your mom is Lebanese, your taita is Lebanese. I'm sure maybe you haven't learned the language, but I'm sure you grew up eating Lebanese food.
Of course. There's nothing better than Lebanese food. No, the dynamics was very... my mother isn't very traditionally Lebanese, so between her and my father, there's not much of a difference.
Uh-huh.
And nor did I grow up in the traditional Samoan way. So if anything... I kind of grew up as Australian, like only speaking English.
Kayla, tell us about those two cultures. You speak with pride about your heritage, be it Lebanese or Samoan. Where does these two cultures intertwine or meet? Is there anything common between these two cultures?
I think it's the beauty of the cultures, the how connected we are to one another, like as people in the culture. Samoans, they're very chill, unlike the Lebanese. We're very extravagant.
We're on fire.
But yeah, I think it's being connected to each other so closely. We're all like family.
Kayla, tell us about Fayrouz in your life. We're fond of Fayrouz, like all Lebanese and Arabs. When were you first introduced to Fayrouz songs? I'm sure you grew up listening to these songs.
My dad actually did used to listen to Fayrouz whenever we go in the car and drive with her. But I think when I first started learning Fayrouz songs, it was for school. The school asked me to perform in Marath in Mind. And they asked me to perform a Fayrouz song. And ever since I've learned her songs, I just love listening to her voice. It's very calming.
Kayla, you do not understand, obviously, the Arabic with the very few words that you speak.
Yes.
How did you connect with those songs? Did you ask for translation so that you can feel the emotions of the song?
Yes, I would look up translations to understand what I was singing. And also just the feel of the song. You can understand when someone's hurt or when someone's happy. It's beautiful, the Lebanese music. You're able to tell so much through such little.
What's your favorite song, Kayla, for Fayrouz?
Fayrouz, I'm going to be a little bit biased here and say Sa'alouni Nas.
سألوني الناس عنك يا حبيبي، كتبوا المكاتيب وأخذها الهوى، بعز علي غني يا حبيبي لأول مرة ما منكون سوا. You know, Fayrouz sang this song after her husband, the legendary Asi Al-Rahbani, died. I would love to hear that song from you, Kayla. Sing as much as you like.
سألوني الناس عنك يا حبيبي، كتبوا المكاتيب واخدها الهوى، بيعز علي غني يا حبيبي ولأول مرة ما منكن سواه. عنك سألوني قلت لهم راجع وعطروا موني سألون الناس عنك سألوني قلت لهم راجع وعطروا موني غمت عيوني خوفي للناس شوفوكي مخبى بعيوني حظ الهوى بكاني الهوى لا أول مرة ما منكم سوا.
يا الله
كثير حلو. Do you know what كثير حلو means, Kayla? Very nice.
I wish I can hug and kiss Lovely. Your voice, Kayla. You've touched you. my soul. Thank you. Thank you for daring to sing in Arabic, for trying to pronounce all the letters right, for being proud of your heritage. Take us with you as well to your Samoan heritage from Samoa.
Of course. La usa moai matasi uasi osi omnia elisani atu mangalam lava efe oai fia fia utangata La usa moa la usa moa ea le atua o lo fahabai e moni lei le aolo mahalo tali langi sa moa e maloa fatasi
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing. You should do a mashup, Fairuz, Samoan song of your choice. Kayla, we loved having you on air in our show this morning. Thank you so much for giving a different feel to songs we grew up listening to. Stay like this, so proud of who you are, of your heritage, Samoan and Lebanese.
Proud of you, Kayla. Would you like to say any word in Arabic? To end this interview.
The one word I know is shukran.
Oh, shukran is very appropriate at the end.
شكرا لك. منحبك كيلا وشكرا لك. And thank you so much. You warmed our hearts this morning.
Have a lovely day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Have a lovely day.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.